Audio by Nightfawn. Find me on r/Nightfawn or on Patreon, Pornhub, or YouTube at Nightfawn. This audio was created by a consenting adult for other consenting adults. Please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
So, human, you've come here seeking a favor from us, the Guild of the Night. The most powerful guild in the whole of the Light Kingdom. Yes? Every criminal organization pledges their loyalty to us. Our influence rivals that of the kingdom itself. You can't take two steps without bumping into a business or a person that owes us a favor or works for a group we control or influence. We are the biggest collection of underground monsters in the kingdom. And you... you're just a human. Come here to beg for our resources and our power for your own ends. But tell me, what could you possibly hope to offer me in exchange for them? Oh? You would offer me anything. In that case, I think we can come to an arrangement, human. Go on then. Tell me exactly what you desire. Yes, go on. Let me make sure we're on the same page here, human. You're an artist who hasn't been doing too well lately, and you want us to make sure your work is chosen for the 55th annual Kingdom's Fair. to be mortal again, and have such ephemeral worries. Do you really have such little faith in your own abilities that you don't believe you can win this alone? Oh. Well now, this does change things. So you have a wife and a daughter at home, and you desperately need to win this position to support them. In that case, I think we could come to an arrangement. Follow me, human. We shan't waste another moment dawdling. Yes, these are my chambers. Impressive, are they not? The bed alone would cost a common laborer a year's salary. And yet I could buy it 10,000 times over and not even feel the loss. If we are going to enter into an arrangement, human, then I must make one thing clear. Tonight, you belong to me. I am the person you hold most dear. You will fulfill every one of my demands, as if you were my plaything. If I tell you to jump, you'll jump. If I tell you to sing, you'll ask me what song. If I tell you to storm the Dark Kingdom, you'll write a very emotional last will and testament beforehand. And if you fail to satisfy me, your wish will be denied. Do I make myself perfectly clear? Well, we'll see if you obey. I'll start you off with something easy. Kiss me. Don't act so surprised, human. I ask this of all my human playthings. It's a good way to set the tone of our encounters. If you can't even do this, I shudder to think of how you'll cope later on. Yes, that's a good boy. kiss me how you would your darling wife. Oh, I wonder what she'd say if she could see you now. Well, well. That wasn't what I expected at all. You're more accomplished than I expected. Don't flatter yourself, though. I've had much better than you. And we've barely even started yet. Keep going. Oh dear. Did my fang catch you on the lip? I'm so sorry, human. Here, let me clean it off for you. Oh my, your blood is quite tasty. Don't look so shocked, human. Were you not aware I was a vampire? Did the pale skin and red eyes not give it away? Oh, don't be afraid, human. You don't have anything to fear. As long as you keep on doing what I say. Now, take off your clothes. Yes, all of them. I want to see what my puppet is working with. Well, now, that certainly is an impressive cock. Your wife must be very satisfied with you, and already so hard for me now. Aren't you an eager one? I just hate to leave you standing there so awkwardly. So, allow me to disrobe as well. You didn't think I'd leave an outfit as fine as that on the ground, did you? But I can see you're too distracted with my bosom to even notice. I guess I'll have to teach you a lesson on focus, won't I? Pay attention when I'm speaking to you, whelp. Or have you forgotten that you swore to obey me in every way? You've offended me dearly, human. However shall you make it up to me? Or would you rather I send you out on the streets naked and with no help? I think I know just what you can do to fix things. Let me take a seat right here on the bed. Kneel before me. I own you tonight, and you're going to make me feel oh so good. You can start with my feet. Use your impudent little mouth to clean them off. Do I have to repeat myself? Honestly, I feel so sorry for your poor wife if this is what she has to deal with. Such a pathetic little man, needing to prostrate himself to a vampire to earn for his family. Now that feels nice. Have you finally accepted your place? Keep licking, puppet. You really do know how to make my feet feel divine. That's it. Swirl your cute little tongue around each toe. Oh, you are full of surprises. Are you sure being an artist is for you? I always have room for a long-term puppet. I think that's enough. You've done well. Your wife would be pleased if she could get past her disgust. Oh my, and still so hard for me. Your cock must be a glutton for punishment. It hasn't seen anything quite yet. Now then, it's time for the really fun part. Lie down on the bed, puppet. Now you can really please me. Let me climb on top of you and suspend myself just over your cute little face. You can see it, can't you? How wet your obedience has made me. It's your job to fix that, puppet. I'll just lower myself down and we can get started. Oh my. You're not bad at this, human. In fact, you're excellent. Your wife is a lucky woman. What do you suppose she'd think if she could see us now? Do you think she'd hate you? Curse you out for pleasing another woman? Or do you think she'd be too afraid? She'd walk home, ashen-faced, keeping a brave appearance while being a mess on the inside, devastated that her beloved husband would do such a thing. Next time you see her, neither of you will be able to look each other in the eye, knowing what you've done, but too ashamed to bring it up. Or do you think she'd become aroused? Oh, I can picture it now. Your wife peeking in through the window while reaching under her dress to pleasure herself, mesmerized by the sight of her husband pleasuring a superior woman. I can see being humiliated like this really gets you going. You're going so much faster, human. Your cock is still so hard. Perhaps I owe it a reward. Your cock feels so warm against my cold hand, human. I'm just stroking it, and it's already twitching so hard. You must be so pent up, poor boy. I can feel myself getting close. You really are a natural at serving me, human. And I know you're getting close, too. Is that what you want? For us to orgasm together? If you keep going like that, then there should be no problems there. Come on, puppet. Come for your master. Come for me as I come on you. I'm coming. Human, you've impressed me beyond what I thought you were capable of. You've met every one of my demands just as I asked. There's just one more little thing I need from you. Your life. Mm. Blood really does taste delightful, human. That's the best I've had for a very long time. You should be proud. What? Oh, no. I didn't lie to you. Do you really think that low of me? Your art is going to make it to the Kingdom's Fair, human. The only caveat is, it won't be for your benefit. You see, I've been dying to meet with the Prince of Darkness for a very long time. Ever since he came to the Kingdom, in fact. I think he and I could come to a very mutual agreement. I could stand to gain a lot from meeting with him, whether or not he's willing to give it to me. Plus, those eyes. But even for a guild as powerful as ours, it's not exactly easy to get hold of him. It would be a great ordeal to sneak into the palace undetected, and the person with his power would definitely see us coming. If, however, we were the star attraction of the Kingdom's Fair, a position your art would definitely get us, then he'd definitely have no choice as a ward of the king but to attend. Oh, the things we could get up to. You're ghoul now, puppet. That means your very mind and soul now belong to me, as your body already did. Now you're truly unable to resist my orders. Of course, we'll need to resettle you. Can't have you wandering off on your own. Too much potential for trouble. You'll be living in the basement with all the other puppets. I think you'll get along quite well with them. You're about to go through a very painful process. After all, dying and being reborn as a ghoul always is. Oh, don't look so sad there, dear. Are you worrying about your precious wife and daughter? Don't worry. Some of my, finest men are on their way over there to them right now. I can assure you they'll be taken well care of. Oh, I do so love this part. That moment on all my victims' faces, when the despair sets in and the light slowly starts to fade from their eyes. Don't leave me yet, human. I want to take it all in. Do you want to know the truly delightful part, human? You didn't even need to come visit us. I may have deceived you just a tad. Your art really is quite remarkable. Second to none in the capital, I would say. You would have had no trouble making your way into the Kingdom's Fair on your own, and all your dreams would have come true. But of course you let your insecurity blind you, and look where it got you. The same place all humans end up, drowning in their own failures. And their blood. I can see the blood loss is finally getting to you. That's right. Let those eyes close for the last time as a human. Good night, my puppet. We are going to have a lot of fun these coming days.